This is a podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Sydney Harbour is the heart of Sydney, the birthplace of modern Australia. It's inspired many artists over the years, and some of those artists are particularly associated with Lavender Bay on the harbour's north shore. We're talking about Brett Whiteley, Arthur Streeton, Peter Kingston, Tim Storrier, and an exhibition featuring some of their rarely seen works has opened at the Museum of Sydney. The ABC Radio Overnights producer, David Pryor, went along to the opening this week of Bohemian Harbour, Artists of Lavender Bay.
If you duck under Sydney's Harbour Bridge, tucked away behind Luna Park, you'll find Lavender Bay, which has been inspiring generations of Australia's finest artists. People like Arthur Streeton, Martin Sharp, Tim Storrier, Gary Sheed, Conrad Martens, Margaret Olley, Peter Kingston and Brett Whiteley. They've all called Lavender Bay home. And these artists have traced over the years the bay's transformation from natural wilderness to working industrial harbour to a luxurious leisure ground. Bohemian Harbour, Artists of Lavender Bay, opened this week at the Museum of Sydney. Not just showcasing the magnificent harbour of Sydney, but of the artists that in the 1970s and early 80s made the waterfront enclave a bayside bohemia and home to Australia's most recognisable and celebrated painters. This is absolutely outstanding. Wendy Whiteley, this is amazing.
It is amazing. I'm amazed by it, and that's very good. Had a really amazing week, David, a very amazing week. But it's very important that the exhibitions that are put up don't, you know, disappoint people. So you've got to be very careful how it's hung, what works they borrow. They've done a fantastic job getting people to loan their works for this exhibition. I'm really impressed.
What was it about Lavender Bay itself that really impressed you and Brett?
Same things that impress you, David. You live there.
I used to study Brett's paintings and I thought I would always love to live there.
Yeah, I know. Well, we came back from having lived in London, New York, Fiji. And we went to visit a friend and found Lavender Bay when it was much quieter and lived on the top floor of the house where I still live, which was very run down, really funny old Federation house. But we just fell in love with the bay. It's a magical, beautiful, beautiful bay. And we've been lucky enough to preserve the beauty. It hasn't been overrun with developers or anything yet.
Yeah.
We've got to keep... What if somebody said, ever vigilant? I thought, oh God, do I have to be ever vigilant? I can't stand the idea, but we do.
One of Australia's most respected painters, Peter Kingston, also lives right next door to Wendy Whiteley in Lavender Bay and is a part of the Bohemian Harbour exhibition.
Well, Bohemian, whatever that is. Bohemian means against the norm, does it?
Were you all against the norm? Was that what you were
know.
All about?
Most of the artists end up with Orders of Australia. It's weird, isn't it? You know? But anyway, it looks pretty good. I'm very happy with this big painting of mine at the top of the stairs here. Modelled on the two Lavender Bay ferries, really, the Lura. It's sort of marking generations of every hour on the hour, these two little ferries used to cross each other in Lavender Bay. And when I moved there in 1973, these little ferries were a major feature of the harbour. I've seen the harbour change from a working harbour to more people owning real estate there, and but they were pretty great times when we were all there. John First Smith, Peter Pergio, Robert Jacks, Tom Carmont, who was in my house before I moved in, Tim Storrier, and of course Brett. And we had a really good community, and everyone's still friends, which is good.
Lavender Bay is one of the most exceptional parts of Sydney. It's surrounded by some of the most incredible architecture, that of Harry Seidler. Harry's wife, the adorable Penelope Seidler. Happy to say that I've got Penelope with me right now. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Enjoying seeing everything. It's wonderful. Well, this area has been a great love of my life, and artists and architects have always loved it, but I have a particular association with it too, because my father, who was born in 1900, grew up in this area. He lived in a house which was demolished to build the bridge. And then, of course, the bridge, you know, where they built the bridge is Luna Park now. They built Luna Park after. And our office and apartment is right on top of Luna Park. And not only that, but in 1957, I met my husband, Harry, in Blues Point Road when he was working to save the area from being zoned industrial. They were going to zone that whole area industrial in the 50s, which is crazy.
We would have lost the beauty that's there now.
Absolutely. So that area is dear to me, and of course it's not surprising that artists and architects, they're always the first to know where's a good and coming area.
I said to Wendy, the secret garden, you have to take the word secret out now. I think people are starting to discover the area.
Aware of it, yes. And of course when they started lighting up the bridge, I think it did a lot for the area. At first they only lit the west side of the bridge, but once they lit the east side, everyone wanted to come.
And it's nice to see the original lights are being placed back on the bridge too.
Yes, yeah. The 1930s type lights, yes.
The jewels in the crown are back.
Yeah, and the best views, of course, in Sydney are from that area.
Yeah.
We know it's the best.
Absolutely, you can't. Well, look, I used to sit on the wharf when I was a boy and daydream about living at Lavender Bay, and now that I'm there, it's just an exceptional part of Sydney.
Absolutely. Well, I think everyone will enjoy this exhibition because it radiates all that wonderful harbour.
Yeah, and that harbour is where Australia began, so it's not just about Sydney.
No, it's about the birth of modern Australia. Yeah.
And hidden away in Lavender Bay, in front of the house that became the home of Brett Whiteley and Wendy Whiteley, is Wendy's secret garden, also part of the exhibition. We have Brett's artwork that reflects here on Lavender Bay, the bay itself in its many moods. We also have your own artwork when it comes to the secret garden too in Lavender
Bay. Right, they've got a whole section down there with it. And
tell me a bit about some of the paintings, just your memories of that time.
Well, you see this one, the biggest one in the exhibition.
Which is the lounge room overlooking Lavender Bay,
a
wharf.
Lavender Bay, with some of the sculpture and paintings that were up at the time. It's never been that colour, the house. And Brett takes an enormous amount of artistic licence, as they say. A lot of these works that are in here are from private collections. That one there, the Lavender Bay in the Rain, is from the studio collection. The little grey one, the second one from the end, and the one with the palm is from the studio collection. The totem.
Yes, now we've got to remember that Brett did a lot of sculpture, didn't he?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. I saw some in Melbourne just recently that I haven't seen for years and years because they've been in private collections and I haven't seen them. So it's wonderful. I mean, it just looks beautiful.
It must be fond memories going back through all this.
It is. When I see something like this, I feel a real rush of pride, really, in his achievements and the beauty of Lavender Bay and particularly when you see people loving it, you know, enjoying it and loving it. It's great. It's really great.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you, Wendy.
Nice to talk to you. See you in the garden.
Wendy Whiteley and Bohemian Harbour Artists of Lavender Bay is on at the Museum of Sydney until November the 25th this year. So if you're in Sydney or visiting, you can have a look at that. On ABC Radio, you are with Rod Quinn. That report from David Pryor. And that was another podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.